This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening here in Israel. Clear skies are expected over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze in Haifa. Perfect weather for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has killed three Hamas commanders in Gaza strikes this week. These individuals were key in rebuilding Hamas's military capabilities. Also, XEOS reports that earlier this hour, former President Trump spoke with the Lebanese president amid ongoing efforts for an Israel ceasefire proposal. The proposal could impact Netanyahu's political stance and Trump's peace ambitions with Iran. Also this hour, according to Mariv, just before a ceasefire, the IDF is maximizing its achievements in Lebanon. Operations in southern Lebanon continue, targeting Hezbollah infrastructure. Separately, JNS reports that Israeli forces have destroyed 70 Hezbollah terror sites in Bint Jebel. This operation uncovered over 130 weapons hidden inside a school. And finally, from Forward, a significant shift in U.S. politics, as all but seven Senate Democrats voted to block arms sales to Israel. This decision reflects growing dissent within the party. Here's what people are saying online. The Lebanese presidency shared just minutes ago that a phone call took place this afternoon between Trump and President Aoun. The Lebanese president expressed gratitude for the U.S.'s ongoing efforts. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya reported that the U.S. president has voiced support for Lebanon. He reaffirmed his commitment to securing a ceasefire with Israel as soon as possible. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted that Trump spoke with Netanyahu twice in the past 24 hours. This underscores the urgency of the discussions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF's recent success in Gaza comes as part of a strategic effort to weaken Hamas. The commanders targeted were instrumental in planning imminent attacks. This development could alter the dynamics of the ongoing conflict. Turning to the diplomatic front, Axios highlights the sensitive nature of Trump's discussions with Lebanon. The proposed ceasefire seeks to balance regional tensions and Trump's broader peace ambitions with Iran. Any agreement could reshape alliances and affect regional stability. Meanwhile, Mariv's report on IDF actions in Lebanon indicates a push to secure strategic advantages before a potential ceasefire. The destruction of Hezbollah infrastructure is a tactical move to weaken the group's operational capacity. This could have long-term implications for security in northern Israel. In related developments, JNS's coverage of the Bint Jebel operation reveals the extent of military preparedness in Lebanon. The weapons cache's discovery inside a school raises concerns about Hezbollah's use of civilian sites. This poses significant challenges for future peace efforts and civilian safety. Finally, the Forward reports a major political shift in the U.S., with Senate Democrats' vote against arms sales to Israel. This marks a growing divide within the party over military support for Israel. The decision could influence future U.S.-Israel relations and defense cooperation. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Shutterfly is closing its operations in Israel, laying off 80 employees in Haifa as part of a global restructuring plan. This move reflects broader trends in the tech industry as companies streamline operations. Separately, Mariv Business explores the journey of Hamas as it returns to prominence ahead of Israel's Independence Day. This cultural staple's resurgence highlights its significance in Israeli cuisine and national identity. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that the dollar's current low value benefits Israelis with cheaper flight tickets and purchases from foreign websites. However, delivery delays remain a concern for consumers taking advantage of these savings. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.